CBS News, former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller is dead at the age of 70. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Rockefeller died late Friday night in New York City. At New York's Lenox Hill Hospital, a report from Alan Mendelson.
Longtime aide Hugh Morrow called Rockefeller a high-pressure operator who recently had been working long, hard hours on his new business of selling art reproductions. This fatal heart attack was Rockefeller's first. He apparently died instantly when stricken late Friday night in his Rockefeller Plaza office while editing a new book on modern art. Emergency medical personnel tried for nearly 2 hours to revive the former vice president and New York governor in the office and while in transit to New York City's Lenox Hill Hospital. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Rockefeller was 70 years old. Earlier in the evening, he had attended a speech by Henry Kissinger at the Buckley School in Manhattan, where two young sons are in attendance. He had dinner with members of his family. After dinner, Rockefeller returned to his office to continue work on his book. Dr. Ernest Essikoff, a family physician, pronounced Rockefeller dead. Rockefeller had no history of heart trouble, and, said Hugh Morrow, he had missed only 3 days of work in the last 40 years because of ill health. Alan Mendelson, CBS News at New York's Lenox Hill Hospital.
Nelson Rockefeller was one of four sons of John D. Rockefeller, Jr. and a grandson of the legendary oil magnate John D. Rockefeller, Sr. Nelson Rockefeller spent most of his adult life in politics. He was elected governor of New York 4 times and made 3 attempts for the nation's presidency. He became vice president of the United States on December 19, 1974, serving under Gerald Ford. He left public life in 1977 after the Republicans lost the White House. Since that time, Rockefeller concentrated his energy on his art collection. He had been scheduled to speak on Saturday at the 5th World Antiques Market Conference. More news in a moment.
The Wall Street Journal stands alone. No daily publication matches the complete wall-to-wall business coverage it offers. That's why people at the top read the Journal every day. In recent issues, the Journal took a close-up look at the launching of a new product, a highly detailed insight into how new products are conceived, developed, tested, and sold. The Journal also carried valuable tips on saving, what you should know about money market deposits, interest-bearing checking, and short-term government securities. Other Journal articles covered a new law that helps married couples avoid needless estate taxes, and how currency fluctuations are putting many corporate treasurers through the ringer. Keep on top of the business action every day. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. Right now, you can get 20 weeks of the Journal, that's 100 copies, for only $22, a real money-saving offer. So call this toll-free number now.
800-228-2222. That's 800-228-2222. You'll be billed later.
Pope John Paul II met for an hour and 15 minutes Friday night with President José López Portillo of Mexico. The session took place in the library of Los Pinos, the presidential residence in Mexico City. The pontiff arrived in Mexico Friday, cheered by thousands. He celebrated afternoon mass at the National Cathedral. Mexico and the Vatican have no diplomatic relations, so the pope's visit is an unofficial one. President Carter said Friday his proposed 1980 budget does not rob the poor or the deprived or the nation's social programs in order to provide for defense. The president was responding to criticism that domestic programs will suffer while the Pentagon budget goes up. Mr. Carter said, "I have no apology to make for a strong defense." In its Saturday editions, the New York Times reports the Prudential Insurance Company is talking about buying the twin 110-story towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. The report says the price would be at least $1 billion. The Trade Center towers are the tallest building in New York. They're currently owned by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The federal government has decided to relax its standards for allowable levels of smog in urban areas, but the decision apparently failed to satisfy interest on both sides of the issue. Angry environmentalists charge this will be unhealthy. The American Petroleum Institute denounced the new standards as too stringent. Now this.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine cream. What a relief.
Now you can soften hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Apply stainless Dermasoft cream to your feet as directed. Insist on Dermasoft cream.
If you have a child with a handicap, you may be wondering where he will go to school. It might be better than you think. In just the past few years, more than 1 million children have been brought into new special education programs. Today, there's a new law and new opportunities. Learn how education is changing and how it can help your child. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
A public service message on behalf of the United States Office of Education.
Leaders of two unions in the food industry agreed Friday to merge. The new union will consist of about 1,200,000 members. Labor leaders are calling it the largest merger in the history of the labor movement in this country. The unions that will be joined are the Retail Clerks International and the Amalgamated Meat Cutters. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.